As we have been reporting on this week, television ads featuring Florida business officials advocating climate change are currently airing in several different markets throughout the state, including Tampa. The effort, funded by the Environmental Defense Fund and the Florida Wildlife Federation, is aimed at getting citizens to get behind a bill in the U.S. Senate up for a vote next month. The bill, sponsored by Virginia's John Warner and Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, aims to cut carbon emissions in the U.S. by nearly 70% by mid-century. Among those featured in the ads are John Burgess with Think Energy Partners in Sarasota. He says that the so-called green-collar jobs could be a boost for the U.S. economy.
This is absolutely real. I mean, if you take solar, global sales are around $30 billion in 2007. It's forecast to grow to about $120 billion in the next 5 years. So this is a substantial industry now. It just happens to be a very small industry currently in the U.S., because we frankly just do not have the right set of policies here. And what we want to do is, I think, help frame the discussion to ensure that policies are structured in a way that encourage investment. This is private sector investment. We're talking about government investment. This is going to be coming from banks, from regional lenders. Some of it will come from Wall Street, venture capital. I mean, if you look at the, you know, you broaden this discussion, you take, for example, the venture capital industry. Renewables and clean tech is the second largest sector that the VC industry invested in 2007 after software. So this is a major, you know, venture capitalist industry that the VC firms are betting on. Now, you know, generally my view is they're pretty smart guys, and over 5 to 10 years you're going to see substantial further investments and job growth coming from that. Again, this is real. If you go to other parts of the world, in a matter of the last 2 or 3 years, you've seen 50,000 jobs created in the solar sector. We can do that in Florida.
We have an interest corporately, as well as myself, to do the right thing. And this is the right thing to do. You're going to see through this particular campaign, other campaigns that are coming, to where, you know, Floridians are going to be educated in regards to the many benefits to which solar can offer to their respective homes, to their businesses, to the state in general. I think it's clear that the governor has commented that we cannot continue on a basis as we have been over the last few years. We have specific issues here in Florida regarding our climate. People come to Florida because of the climate. And if our climate erodes, there goes the state's prosperity. It reduces the need for additional generation. It also helps on our current problems that we have with congestion on our distribution grid. We're having problems moving energy around the state to where we need it. Now we can put energy at the point of use. That's the policy that the governor's looking for. That's the policy that the Florida Energy Commission has pushed. And we're excited to be part of this campaign.
Great. Any last words from you, John?
Well, I think this is, as Steve has alluded to, this is, you know, we've got a governor here who has championed doing the right thing for a number of reasons. You know, environmental is one, but when you think about it, it's much broader than that. It's it's energy security, and I think, frankly, it's industrial development, it's jobs. And the reason I'm excited about this campaign is I think it's there's a huge future of particularly in Florida in terms of creating wealth for the whole state.